America tonight, broadcasting from the Jersey Shore, the summertime edition. Boy, we have a lot to get to, including a visit to the West Coast. Talk to our pal Stephen Shohet about Batman and the history of Batman. And, of course, Christian Bale, who plays the Dark Knight. Kudos to him. In a sense, he gets our daily salute. Why? Yeah. He does. Why? Because this is a terrible, terrible thing that happened in Aurora, Colorado. People are still trying to really wrap their brains about it. It just happened in the wee hours on Friday morning, let's face it. So we're still fresh. The wounds are very fresh to so many people. And Christian Bale took his wife and he went to Aurora and he visited the victims. He went to the multiplex, you know, the theater where this nut went loose, went wild with all the ammunition he could possibly muster. And then there were amazing stories of people who survived this. But Christian Bale wanted to hear those stories, and he also wanted to do something to maybe make people feel a little better. So he went to Aurora, laid flowers outside of the theater, talked to tons of people in the hospital, everybody that was in the hospital he talked to. So bravo to him, because he certainly didn't have to do that. And Warner Brothers even released a statement saying that they didn't ask him to do it, that it had nothing to do with them, and they, you know, wasn't sanctioned by them or whatever. So bravo to Bale for stepping up to the plate and descending in Colorado and made people feel better, frankly, made people feel a little bit better. But the thing that's interesting now is the conversations about how safe are we in public places. How safe are you when it comes to things that are starting at midnight? You know, it used to be Midnight Madness in basketball, which it still is. There are a lot of midnight parties that start. I can remember as a kid going to the Rocky Horror Picture Show that was a midnight showing. You wouldn't have gone to a 9 p.m. showing. You had to go at midnight. You wouldn't be caught at the TLA before then. Now, I think, well, geez, if I had a young son or daughter, would I want him to be at these theaters? And yet at the same time, you can't let some lone gunman hold your way of life hostage. At the same time, maybe you got to start to consider your surroundings when you're out in public. So, coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk with David Nance. He's a personal safety expert about things to be aware of when you are in public. You know, we've had all these mall shootings. There have been strange things that have happened at workplaces. Other, you know, off-ended things that have happened in tourism areas, etc. So we'll talk to him about that. And also, coming up at the tail end of this hour, we're going to hit odds and ends, because there are some other strange things that are happening across this great country and all those nooks and crannies. How about L.A., the capital of weed in America, says no to weed. Said no to weed. All those medical marijuana stores that were set up, wink, wink, are apparently upsetting the city council, so they've decided we're going to close them. Yeah, we're not going to keep them open anymore. They don't believe that everybody that goes in there really has glaucoma to the point where they can't see, or some other kind of disease where marijuana will actually help them get better, feel better, dull the pain, which has been proven to do, by the way. So somehow the council won out. We'll see if that stands, because there are a lot of people who are opposing that and saying that's, you know, ridiculous and not forward thinking. Also, we're going to talk about Apple sales. How is it that a company has sales that actually go up in this economy? 24% from a year ago. Profits soaring 21%. And that's a bad quarter for Apple? Are you kidding me? If I said to you, anybody out there listening to me, I don't care if you're driving a truck, you have a small trucking company, you own a janitorial service, you have a bike shop, you're an engineer with a small company, an architect, I don't care, whatever you do. If you said to me, you know what, this is a terrible economy, but it's great for me because I found a way to actually increase profits, and we're up 24% from a year ago, I would slap you on the back and say, awesome. But yet Apple's stock tanks. It tanks. And the Dow is down, too. So what does that mean for all of you? If anything, that's part of O&E, and that's at the tail end of this hour. But right at the top, let's talk a little bit more. After this court appearance by James Holmes, the redheaded wonder who went into that theater in Aurora, still it's what people really want to talk about. I always say America Tonight is a snapshot of what's happening, what the backyard buzz is, what you're talking about. And people can't stop talking about this. I don't think it's because they're pumping him up. I don't think it's about so much rubbernecking. I still think it's the shock and more of what would you do? And maybe we need to rethink some things. Maybe I won't go to some of those midnight-type events because who knows if there could be somebody else who decides that they're going to try to do a similar thing. And how safe am I when I'm in these random situations? I think more the scuttlebutt is about that, and also the fact that people don't want to ignore the victims, and I don't want to ignore the victims either. We've talked a little bit about them, but the fact is 12 people are dead, 58 other people were wounded, and what is incredible is so many people saved others' lives when they were in that situation, and they had, because now all this is coming out, and they had to make decisions on how they were going to get out of the theater, or their friend was hit and they weren't. What did they do? They helped their friends. They didn't just bolt out of the theater. You know, oops, save myself, gotta go. There was massive tales of true heroism. I mean, that's what it was. Because certainly, you know, it's your survival instincts kick in, but the humanitarian, or the human, I should say human instincts, not humanitarian so much, but your human instincts of trying to protect friends, loved ones, really were there in that theater, which that's a good thing to talk about. What did people do to help the people they were with, thinking they're just going to a movie, and all of a sudden they have to spring into action? And I think there were a couple of good ones. One was not a good ending for the person, necessarily. Like the 26-year-old, the Navy vet, Jonathan Blunk, he was killed. And the reason he was killed is because immediately his instinct was, oh, I got to protect my woman. I'm going to save my girlfriend. And that's what he did. He laid right up against Jansen Young, and the other side of the body, of his body, was against the concrete seating, and he was blocking her, boxing her in the best he could. And he died. So here's a guy who served his country, was in some hairy, scary situations. And where does he die? In a movie theater. And he has two young kids by a former wife. So you got a 4-year-old daughter. And this is what the 4-year-old daughter does. Listens to the cell phone message over and over again from her father. Sad, sad, sad. But his instinct to protect the girlfriend. Then this one, Stephanie Davies and her friend, Allie Young. He comes in, throws the canisters near them, just a few feet away. And what happens is the bullet pierces a vein in 19-year-old Allie Young's neck. And immediately her friend drops to the floor, pulls her out of the aisle, places her fingers over the place where she was shot, and saves her life and refuses to leave the theater without her. Wow. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Fantasize after 70 years. That's what he goes there for. Is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and see. And through a fractal and breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We were just talking about some of the amazing things that people did to save a friend, to save a girlfriend, to save the people around them. Amazing things that people did in that theater that was rather small and all of a sudden very, very chaotic. Well, the question I asked in the previous show is, how safe are you in public places anymore? And do you think about exits and what happens should some bizarre shooting or event take place? How could I exit with my family? You have young kids, or maybe you don't. Maybe you're single. Maybe you're with your spouse. Whatever situation you might be faced with in a public place, things are certainly changing. And wouldn't it be best to be prepared? So how do you take those steps to protect yourself and possibly your family? Very pleased to welcome to ATN nationally acclaimed safety expert David Nance. Hey, David, thanks for coming on the show.
Good evening. Good to be here.
So when you heard the thing about the shooting, were you thinking what I was thinking? Man, how do you get out of a theater when he runs to the back of the theater, when he's there with the tear gas, throws it in, so now there's all this kind of chaos? I mean, that is a really unique and challenging situation when you're fighting for your life. So there were probably some things that you just have to think about. It, when you're in a smaller confined space and there's only a couple of exits, but that's one of the tougher ones, don't you think?
I think the first thing that hit me is realizing how vulnerable those people really actually were. I mean, if you think about when you go to think about when you go to a movie theater, I mean, that's an escape from reality. You're not thinking about what you have to do the next day. You're not thinking about what went wrong or what went right at work that day. I mean, you're totally consumed by that movie. And so they're in a movie where they're watching, you know, violence, and then this stunt takes place where people were confused by it. They thought maybe it was probably an act of some sort, and they are a bit trapped. I mean, think about people in the middle of an aisle where they have 10 people on each side of them, and they've got to escape to, once they realize it's not a prank, that there's a serious deathly issue taking place, they've got to get to an escape route, and there are people all around them. I mean, wow, they were extremely vulnerable in that situation, so... That's the first thing that occurred to me.
So when you're out in public, is this being paranoid? Or, you know, we don't want to live a fearful life, but when you're out in public, are there, especially in bigger crowds, are there some things that you should look for? What are some steps you can take to maybe be a little cautious?
Sure. Well, you know, what we teach in my Sabre Personal Safety Academy and the classes that I offer is a Marine Corps term called condition yellow. And Marines were taught this basically when they go through the academy. And what it is it's a relaxed 360-degree alertness, awareness of what's going on around you. It's not a paranoia. It's not something that's exhausting, but you take precautions. When something doesn't feel right, when something seems out of the ordinary, you assume that it isn't right, and you basically take action right away. But you should never really be snuck up on. You basically should be fully aware of what's and engaged in what's going on around you and take precautions as soon as something isn't right.
Yeah, I like that. Condition yellow, I've heard that before. And when you step in, as you say, really look at the situation, look where you are. Are there places you think maybe you should avoid, or do you think people should start to think about that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, yeah, certainly. And to hash those out and dissect each and every one of those might be a little bit too much to do right now. But I would say that anytime you go into a public situation, whether it be your place of work or a restaurant, a rock concert, a place where there might be a potential, there's been more and more protests, people going to the Olympics, for example, beginning this weekend, you should think about it. You should know where your exits are. You should team up with the people you're going with. I mean, a lot of times in those crowded situations, cell phones will not work. You won't have reception because there's too many cell phones in those areas. You should pick a meeting place in case you're separated. And, you know, if things start to go awry or situations don't look right, extract yourself from it immediately. I mean, I live in Chicago. We had the NATO summit protest just a couple months ago, and that was a big issue and concern for people. And that was the big advice I gave out then. I mean, if the crowd turns violent, it's time to get the heck out of that situation as quickly as possible.
Yeah, good advice. How about if there's like a crush of people? In other words, where more people show up than expected, so there's lots of bodies in a very confined space.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that's probably going to be naturally uncomfortable for you. I think in any situation that has the opportunity to turn violent or dangerous for you, you just want to put yourself as much distance between that situation as you possibly can. And this situation, a lot of people have asked me over the past several days, should these people have run for the exits, or should they have, you know, faked an injury or pretended as if they were actually dead in that movie theater? You do everything you can to get as much distance between you and that shooter as possible. And when you do that, you give yourself more time to react. You give yourself more time to think. It's very, very important that you do that. And one of the ways that you do that is understand that these things are actually taking place. I think the vast majority of us haven't given a whole lot of thought to our personal safety. So what ends up happening is when you are in that situation, you freeze. You become reactive. And you become a victim. So you have to take into consideration that beginning of 2011, the Representative Giffords in Tucson was shot and six people were killed in that shooting spree that happened in the very beginning of January. In Oslo, Norway, one of the safest countries in the world, 77 people were killed last summer. So these shooting incidents are happening more and more frequently. These protests are happening that turn violent, and you have to be ready and prepared to act. And the best way to do that is understand they are taking place. It could happen to you. Have a plan and visualize yourself in that situation. This is very key. Visualize yourself in a high-stress situation that's the potential for being deadly, and acting calm and taking action. Therefore, you've mentally done that, and if you actually have to, take action in a situation, God forbid, you'll be able to actually do what's necessary to escape. You'll remain calm, you won't freeze, and you lessen your chances of becoming a victim.
Yeah, and you think that's the, in most cases, that's what happens? I mean, statistically, I guess it's pretty tough to have statistics necessarily that we know we can ferret out on that. But I think you're right. I think that's the natural thing is people freeze. Or how about this, David? People wait to be rescued. They think someone's going to come in and take care of it.
I think that both of those things are absolute problems, and that those things do occur. But, you know, I've spoken with people that have been in situations where, you know, there's been a shooter at their place of business, and, you know, they survived the situation, but they were lucky in a sense that they were very reactive initially. They thought the gunshot was actually a computer monitor exploding or a fire in the building. Mm. They did not assume that it was actually a gunshot, or people that are outside that are assuming it's a firework or a car backfiring. I would tell all of your listeners right now to understand what a gunshot sounds like. And if you hear a sound that's anything similar to a gunshot, take action and assume that that's what it is. Start looking around immediately and getting distance from that situation, because last thing you want to do is be within range of an attacker who has a firearm, who's using it ruthlessly to kill people like this person did last week. I mean, you know, the best thing you can do is immediately when you hear that sound, assume the worst and take precautions immediately.
Yeah, I agree. David Nance, thanks so much for shedding light on some of this. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again down the road.
You bet. Have a good evening.
You too. All right, so David says, and I think he's absolutely 100% right on this, is what I've been saying, that the thing about freezing is the natural instinct for a lot of folks instead of being proactive immediately. And I love where he talks about visualizing yourself in that kind of a situation. So you visualize it, boom, how am I going to react? What am I going to do? What do I need to do to work this out? How do I need to get out of to get out of this? How do I need to get away from this violent person? And so many times, which is what I heard when I was in New York, what happened with 9/11, the tragedy of that, where so many people stayed put thinking that they were going to be rescued, and then ultimately, you know, what happened, they weren't. So many of them weren't. And they were waiting for somebody else to come and get them instead of just trying to figure out a way out of it. Okay, I just gotta go. I gotta get out of this. You know, I heard the explosion in the other tower, and even though they're saying just stay put, I know that that's not what I want to do here. All right, coming up on the flip side, speaking of Batman, we're going to talk about it. How did it do at the box office? What have the repercussions been since? Here on America Tonight.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
These conversations used to end with an unusual request.
I'm retired.
Well, let me show you some stuff anyway, just for old time's sake.
Tony,
you're retired.
I'm retired.
All right, so The Dark Knight, and that was a little snippet of it that you could hear there. Batman, all the rage across the country, sadly spoiled by the chilling events in Aurora, Colorado. By the way, at least $2 million has been raised for the victims of that deadly shooting, 12 people dead, and as you know, we keep talking about it, 58 people wounded. Mentioned different aspects of it. And bravo to Christian Bale once again. He got our daily salute at the top of the hour for hightailing it down to Colorado, visiting the people in the hospital, actually taking flowers and taking part in remembering the people who were killed while watching, in the middle of watching his movie, which, by the way, The Dark Knight Rises, doing very, very well at the box office. Around 15 million to 20 million in ticket sales. They were talking about how much it was up. And the box office haul overall for the year has been like 6.1 billion. But The Dark Knight overall pulling in $161 million on its opening weekend. Because remember, there was the pre-sales and stuff that I was mentioning. There was just huge, as predicted. I think that number will get even bigger. Each and every week, we are so lucky to have, I think, one of the best storytellers around on the show, Stephen Shohet. He's the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm great. How are you?
Terrible what happened in Colorado, but what a classy move by Christian Bale, who wasn't looking for publicity. Warner Brothers had nothing to do with it, just kind of snuck down to Colorado to go and see all the people that he could who were in the hospital.
Yeah, he definitely seems like a nice guy, and I know people remember that incident that happened on the set, and of course people lose their tempers sometimes on the sets. Not all of it gets blown up in the news like that did, so I think that kind of made the impression of him maybe not the good guy that he usually seems to be, and it was a thoughtful gesture to go down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think Christian Bale is starting to rise in the race for who is the best Batman of all time? I did a little thing to give you some background on this. I did a little survey on America Tonight, and some people went old school like me and talking about Adam West. But then the second choice, or really overall in the movies, the choice was Christian Bale. It wasn't Keaton. It wasn't Val Kilmer. It wasn't Clooney. It wasn't any other previous Batmans. Instead, it was Christian Bale. So does the bat suit fit him the best?
I think so. Nobody mentioned Lewis Wilson from 1943.
Mm. No.
Those old serials are kind of tough to watch sometimes. I think Kevin Conroy, who did the voiceover for the Batman animated series, did a really great job. Of course, that's not. You know, the three-dimensional thing of putting on the suit. But yeah, I give it to Christian Bale. Val Kilmer, he had an idea one time. He wanted to get together with George Clooney and Michael Keaton and suggest that they be Batman villains in one of the movies, all three of them. But I kind of like Val Kilmer when he did it. But Christian Bale is the beneficiary of just really creative, provocative scripts that the other guys didn't get a chance to have, I think. So, obviously an actor's performance is going to be enhanced if they got better material behind them.
Yeah, I agree with you. Was this Christian Bale's all along? Was he the guy that was going to be cast in this, or were there other considerations?
They were talking about at one point, I thought he would have been a good choice, David Boreanaz, who I used to really like as Angel on the old spin-off to Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He was sort of looking like he could have pulled off the Batman part at one point, but I'm sure other people were considered too, but I think it turned out to be a really good choice. But this movie, it really focuses more on Batman. I think the last movie kind of got away from Batman, even though it's an awesome movie, The Dark Knight. I mean, I think it was more about the
Joker,
the villains.
Yeah.
But this movie, even though their villains have a great presence in it, I think it's really, the audience is really tied in with Batman, especially with the premise that he hasn't been Batman for 8 years and he's walking with a cane, and you're really rooting, can he come back? And you're kind of hoping for him to be triumphant and overcome all these things.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the way they laid it out was just absolutely brilliant. And there's another Batman to come, right? This is a so-called trilogy.
No, this is it. I mean, for now. Now, who knows? I mean, I'm sure we haven't heard the last of Batman in major media. I'm sure somebody sometime is going to do the character again as Robin Hood and James Bond and the Three Musketeers and Star Trek characters always seem to come back. But I don't think anybody will be really wanting to follow Christopher Nolan anytime soon. And I think a really interesting thing about it was when Christopher Nolan took on the character with Batman Begins, the model that he was going by was Teddy Roosevelt. Where you have Teddy Roosevelt was kind of a sickly kid, and he had great tragedy in his life. His father died, his wife and mother died on the same day, and he went off to the Dakota Badlands and trained fiercely, and then came back and was a stud and became the police commissioner of New York and a fierce crime fighter. And so those elements were bought into this incarnation of Batman. But Batman, of course, you know, obviously can go through dramatic incarnations when you consider how campy the TV show is versus how pretty serious these last three movies are. So obviously people can interpret them in different ways.
Yeah, the it's interesting in seeing what has happened with these comic book heroes. In watching Batman, one of the previews that you see, I think in most theaters, is that Superman is coming up. I think next year is when Superman comes out. Do you think Superman is going to get that same kind of bounce because of the way comic heroes now are doing so well in the theaters that Batman did?
I don't know if it'll be that big, but. You know, he'll definitely get a bounce because it's Chris Nolan in charge of producing the movies. And that I think people will be fascinated by. I think it'll be very, very creative. I mean, nothing against Zack Snyder. I love 300, but I wish Chris Nolan was directing it. So, just because I enjoy his directing so much. But I definitely think Superman will be a big event because Batman's done for now, so Superman can take the spotlight. It's kind of interesting with, you have the Avengers with all the superheroes teaming up together, but that's not going to happen as long as Chris Nolan is involved with the DC characters, because he's decided that Batman and Superman work well only if they're the only super character in the universe. So, I think it'll be very, very intriguing to see what happens with Superman. And it looked very interesting, the previews that I saw.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I read an interesting story today that I was dying to ask you about. They were talking about that movie attendance is down to, like, 1995 levels. And back in 2002, the average moviegoer, Stephen, they say went to the movies about 8 times a year. But now it's fewer than 6, maybe even a little bit lower. And they're saying younger viewers are going to the movies a little bit more, but we're not seeing older people go to the movies more. That's not good for Hollywood.
Well, I mean, that's what happens. I mean, I think it's become more specialized, the audiences, maybe the King's Speech appeals to, a different audience than Twilight does, obviously. So, I mean, I think that's going to keep happening. I think we talked about before how on Netflix, the top movies on Netflix are among the top movies, with the Swedish trilogy, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, made in Swedish, which didn't really inspire people to go to the box office. I mean, people went and saw the Americanized version of it with Daniel Craig, but to see the actual Swedish one with Swedish actors, I think most people who own movie theaters aren't going to be enthusiastic about having that run in their theaters. I don't think it's going to attract the box office. And yet people, including myself, really enjoyed watching it on Netflix. So I think to get a movies that are universal, that people from all spectrums really seem to enjoy, like a Titanic, I think those days are less and less going to happen. So now overall, though, I mean, they've had some really super hits this year with the Hunger Games, the Avengers, and the Dark Knight that they didn't seem to have last year. So hopefully things will pick up. I mean, it seems like the movie business is always kind of in trouble, one way or another. I think there's so many opportunities to make independent films. There'll be good things for us to see all the time.
Yeah, and it's the year's hardly over. Stephen Shohat, always fun to have you on the show. Hollywood Stories, he's the best. Pick up his book. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've got it.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America Tonight. How about this for odds and ends? What would you do to get out of work? What would you do? What lengths would you possibly go to? Now, people make up stories all the time. Sometimes just because they could be a great worker, they hardly ever call in sick, but they don't feel comfortable calling in sick. So they make up some cockamamie twisted story. Always less is more. Crazy details, why this, then you know, that doesn't sound right. There was a guy who set fire to a submarine, a nuclear-powered submarine. He was a civilian employee. It cost $400 million in damage. Why did he do this? He had anxiety. He wanted to get out of work early. 24-year-old Casey Fury, that's his name, Fury. Portsmouth, New Hampshire, now is probably going to be wearing prison garb. In fact, I'm certain they'll nail him to the wall. He faces life in prison if he's convicted on what, two counts of arson in this fire on the USS Miami, this attack sub, while it was in dry dock back at the end of May. And then a second fire outside of the sub on June 16th. He was taking meds for anxiety and depression. Told investigators he set the fires because he just wanted to get out of work. He was feeling uncomfortable. So the only thing he could think of is, well, if I set fire to this, I won't have to work. So that's life imprisonment, baby. You are going to have to work in a much different way, my friend. And you are very, very young. So he's got a public defender. He's in shock. He's in shock because I think he didn't expect to get caught or what, but he was caught. So the Miami that was dry docked, as I said, in Portsmouth in the naval shipyard there, they were stunned. What, you know, how's this fire happening? And it was there for an overhaul when the fire ripped through the torpedo room and the command area. I mean, it just ripped up everything. That's why $400 million worth of damage. It took 12 hours to put this sucker out. Matt, is this like the worst story you've ever heard? Duh. Dude, anxiety, depression? Just leave the job. Don't set things on fire. Now he's going to prison for life. I can't believe that he'll get less than life. That's the craziest example of anything I've heard of trying to get out of work.
It reminds me a couple of years ago of the JetBlue guy. The flight attendant.
Oh, he parachuted. He went down the chute. The inflatable
chute.
Yeah.
It's in a more, even more extreme version of that. But it's the same type of a deal where you're kind of stuck on a contraption with a bunch of people and you're kind of fed up with your job and you need to leave.
Yeah, just leave.
And you take the escape route.
Yeah, just leave. Go to lunch, and you never come back.
You know, like pulling the fire alarm at school on an extremely dangerous level.
Yeah, it's too bad because he said he set the second fire, and this is the thing. First, he has the first fire, and he had to take a lie detector test, and they knew. I mean, they just knew. I think right then they had him. So the second fire. He was anxious over a text message that he had in an exchange with an ex-girlfriend about a guy that she started seeing, so he wanted to get out of work. So he took alcohol wipes, set them on fire outside of the sub. And he initially lied about setting the fires because he was scared. Really? And everything was blurry to him. His memory was impacted. Yeah, that's not gonna work. He's done. Not worth it. The woman wasn't worth it, and the excuses to get out of work, definitely not worth it. Marijuana, huge subject in California on a couple of different levels. Well, you know, we've had a former police chief on the show saying that, look, marijuana should just be legalized. We wasted too much time, spent too much dough chasing around people with very little pot, and it makes absolutely no sense. Now we're talking about something of a different sort, the pot shops that came up, the medical marijuana. I mean, this was huge across the country in areas where they allowed it, and Los Angeles, probably the biggest. So, the city council, in a 14-zip, that's a big bagel, 14-nothing vote, decided that they were banning these pot shops. That was it. They were going to ban them. The city has blown it with medical marijuana laws forever and a day. and they were trying to figure out ways that they could provide what they're calling safe and affordable access to the drug for legitimate patients, but addressing all the problems and the worries of neighborhood watch groups and people that the streets were being overrun by dispensaries and pot users. That people were, you know, there was just too much pot on the streets. So the mayor is prepared to sign the ordinance to say forget about it. The storefront ban would kick into effect after 30 days. So that would mean you could not go and get your pot from one of those places. And, of course, there's going to be mega lawsuits over this, and the pot shop owners are going to have lawsuits. So you would wonder where this is going to go with this new ordinance that refers to basically a marijuana collective, and that's what they're calling it, collectives or shops, whatever, as three or fewer people that are also part of this. The ban allows hospices, because this is where it's especially big, and home health agencies to provide it, though. So that also creates something different, that now they're going to become the people that dispense the pot. What a confusing crock for California. You're either in this or you're not. If you don't want pot dispensaries and you can't keep up with it and you don't know what's going on, okay. But now to go from one extreme to the other, you allow, and seemingly it's going okay, but neighborhoods are being overrun by people smoking dope up and down the streets for whatever that's worth. And now the state Supreme Court is trying to clarify whatever they call the legal status of pot by addressing whether local governments can actually ban medical marijuana clinics. But they haven't even set a hearing yet. So you figure the 30 days will kick in, and then if they're going to be allowed to reopen or whatever, then that would happen. But there's been a massive crackdown on pot clinics around California because the problem is how much of it is illegal under federal law. So once again, we have the problem of federal laws, state laws, and something in between that just does not work. You know how many pot shops there were in L.A.? This is just L.A., 180 pot shops. And, you know, they're not just in L.A. They're in other cities also, and there are other counties that have banned the retail pot shop stuff. So California needs to make up its mind. It's confused. My mother used to say, I remember telling her when I lived in California for a short time, and I was excited to go to California, but I can remember her saying, fruits and nuts, Kate, fruits and nuts. I think it's just the land of confusion. Isn't that a line in a song somewhere? Lots and lots of confusion. All right, so our final odds and ends here is this one, because we talked about it and spent so much time on America Tonight this year in Washington and elsewhere trying to make sense of Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act and what was going to happen to the Supreme Court and whatnot. Got a new survey out. I feel compelled to tell you about it. The survey is showing that Obamacare means about 10% of businesses are going to drop coverage so far. That's what we're hearing. Companies with between 50 and 100 workers probably will drop coverage for the people that work for them. Deloitte, a consulting company, they dug up this survey, and they found that once the changes were enforced, the people that they talked to, that a lot of people in 1 to 3 years would say, no more, we can't afford to do this anymore, so we're not going to offer it. If we've got at least 50 employees, and, you know, might work for us depending on the tax breaks, but anything less than that, we're probably going to drop the coverage. Oh my, might start shopping now.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.